In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Good evening, everyone. So celebrating the sixth Sunday, we're continuing to be reminded of just how amazing and beautiful we are in God's eyes, and hopefully more so to one another. And we're reminded once again of the beginning of that journey with Christ and with one another as we are sprinkled with the baptismal waters. God, in your mercy, be present to your people's prayers. We recall the wondrous work of our creation, and still greater, the work of our redemption. Graciously bless us and bless this water. You've created water to make fields fruitful, to refresh and cleanse our bodies. You made water the instrument of your mercy. And through water, you freed your people from slavery and quenched their thirst in the desert. Through water, the prophets proclaimed the new covenant you were to enter upon with the human race. And last of all, through water, which Christ made holy in the Jordan, you renewed our corrupt nature in a bath of regeneration. Therefore, may this water be for us a memorial of the baptism we have received. Grant that we would share in the gladness of all of our sisters and brothers who at Easter have received their baptism through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Image of God. Capacity for the infinite. This is who you are. This is who I am. This is who you are. This is who I am. Eternally known, chosen of God, home of infinite. peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God the Father. Glory, glory to God.
Gathering our prayers together, let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that we may celebrate with heartfelt devotion these days of joy, which we keep in honor of the risen Lord, and that what we relive in remembrance, we may also hold to in what we do. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and, falling to his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, "Get up. I myself am also a human being." Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him." While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the word. The circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit even as we have?" He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Our responsorial psalm is, "The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power, his saving power," and the music can be found on the inside back cover of your hymnals.
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power, his saving power. The Lord has revealed to the nations His saving power, His saving power. Oh, sing a new song to the Lord, for He has worked wonders. His right hand and His holy arm have brought salvation. The Lord has revealed to the nations His saving power, His saving power. The Lord has made His salvation, has shown His deliverance to the nations. He has remembered His merciful love and His truth for the house of Israel. The Lord has revealed to the nations His saving power, His saving power. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing your praise. The Lord has revealed to the nations His saving power, His saving power.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God has revealed to us. God sent His only Son into the world so that we might have life through Him. In this is love, that we have loved God, but that He has loved us and sent His Son as expiation for our sins. The Word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to His disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in His love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be in me and may be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. This I command you, love one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Never quite know who and when the love of God is going to touch someone, but when it does, it always manifests itself in a mutual self-giving and a growing love. Here in the gospel today is a continuation of the gospel from last weekend. And if you remember last weekend's gospel, now that we are here in the Last Supper discourse, last weekend's gospel was about the vine and the branches, right? And once again, if I say the word abide another 25 times like I did in the homily last weekend, right? You want to catch that one, go back to the YouTube, go back to the podcast for the review. But basically, over and over again, the word, the verb, the Greek word translated remain or abide is used and strengthened over and over again. And that's a common theme throughout all of John's gospel: dwelling, abiding, living with. And it has this sense of, probably most profoundly, this sense of being, feeling at home, and a sense of mutual self-giving, right? Mutual self-giving. Now, this gospel continues and says not only abide or remain on the vine, but continues to develop that same theme and takes it even further, or gives different depth or more layers to it. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, this is my commandment, love one another, so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete and full. I no longer call you slaves, I call you friends. And so it's deepening that understanding of what it means to feel at home with someone, with peoples, right? And be at home with our God. Abide in this sense of this mutual self-giving, right? So think about that as we're deepening that understanding of abiding with. When you really are together with someone and with the Lord in this sense of mutual self-gift and love, there is always some sense of joy, even in the midst of the lowest parts of our lives, because we know we're not alone. Think about, again, a greater depth of what the abiding and mutual self-giving is about. I don't call you servants or slaves, I call you friends. There's this sense, again, not of master and servant, or even teacher and student, or parent and child. In this self-giving, abiding love of God, there's an equality, a mutuality, right? That calls us to bring our whole selves. If you think about friendship, by the way, what does really friendship mean? And if you didn't have a chance, I hope you had a chance to take a look at the Awaken from last week. It just reflects beautifully about friendship. And friendship, it expressed, grows in a trust of one heart holding another heart, in gradual disclosure and openness and sharing, right? That's what friendship does. That's what the sense and the greater depth of abiding is all about. And yet, if we're honest, our human nature has a tendency towards exclusion, does it not? Our human nature has a tendency towards a protection and safeguarding and self-preservation that is not a sense of abiding in the love of God. I've been reading about somebody who I believe is saintly, although not a saint yet. She is one of the African-American Catholics who's probably had one of the greatest contributions to this church, the Roman Catholic Church, within this past century. Her name is Sister Thea Bowman. And Thea Bowman was born in Mississippi. She became a nun, joined a Franciscan order. And as you might imagine, Mississippi, right? Definitely go back 50 years. Think of the sense of exclusion. And remember, that happened not only in our culture and society in our country, but also our Catholic Church. And so being a member of a religious order, although supposed to be a sisterhood, right, a fraternity, she oftentimes was excluded. She was an educator and a teacher. She was a liturgist and a musician. As a matter of fact, I think she's one of the ones who attributed to an African-American hymnal that is actually used to this day. I think it's the only African-American hymnal in the United States. I think it's called Lead Me, Guide Me. And I think I saw that at St. Benedict the Moor Church when I visited there, right? But so she actually died of cancer in 1990. But before she died, the year before she died, she had the ability to speak to the Conference of Catholic Bishops, the gathering of all the Catholic bishops from the United States. And I just want to share with you a quote of hers and understand what it means in the midst of the joys and struggles of life to what it means to abide with, to know a mutual love and self-giving. She spoke to the U.S. bishops and said, "What does it mean to be Black and Catholic? It means that I come to my church fully functioning." Does that frighten you? "I come to my church fully functioning. I bring myself, my Black self, all that I am, all that I have, all that I hope to become. I bring my whole history, my traditions, my experience, my culture, my African-American song and dance and gesture and movement and teaching and preaching and healing and responsibility as gifts to the church." That's someone who's been deeply touched by the mutual self-giving love of God and is willing to bring her whole self despite the difficulties and the exclusions. Second reading we heard proclaimed today, Acts of the Apostles, fascinating, right? Peter and those who are other Jewish Christians actually go to a place where there's a bunch of other Christians who are non-Jewish. They're Gentile Christians. Cornelius is actually a leader in the Roman army. And so there's a group of them, and they invite these Jewish Christians, and they're having this confusion and debate about how these new people, how these Gentiles are actually experiencing the power of Christ. And notice as it unfolds, Peter says, "Wow, I see. God shows no partiality. All who fear him and follow in his ways." And then they go on to see the power of the Spirit come upon these Gentile Christians. And it says the circumcised people who accompany him and he himself are astounded at the power of God's love, the Spirit of God that has descended upon these Gentile Christians. That's what God's love does. It causes a deeper comfort and sense of self, to bring forth yourself more, disclosure and friendship, and to be open to the power and the transforming power of love mutually given in others, even those that are different from us. Abide with me. Joy, friendship, mutual self-giving. That's an experience of the power of the risen one among us. People of faith, we stand and profess, I believe in one God, the Father and the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things are made. For us men, for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate in the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Christ risen among us, with and in him, we bring these prayers of petition.
Our response is, risen Lord, hear us. All-loving God, as Peter and the early church made room for the Holy Spirit to reveal your plan, today help our Catholic Church do the same. We pray, risen Lord, hear us. In love, you have called us, Lord, to a close relationship with you. Help us to believe that we are your beloved. We pray, risen Lord, hear us. We breathe in your love and breathe out our love for our neighbors. Let each breath we take be a reminder of the depth of your love. We pray, risen Lord, hear us. Break open our hearts, God, so that people of all nations and all regions understand that listening is the first action of love. We pray, risen Lord, hear us. During this month, when we are asked to focus on mental health, we call down your blessings of grace and peace for those facing mental challenges and for the people who care for them. We pray, risen Lord, hear us. For our beloved who have entered eternal life, and for Philomena Butterball, who has entered the embrace of God's love this week, we pray, risen Lord, hear us. We place our intentions on the altar, remembering Lucy Blaine and all our concerns and joys known only to you. We pray, risen Lord, hear us. Calling on the loving intercession of our patron and mother, we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary, Queen of Peace, pray for us.
Please join us in singing number 588, I Have Loved You, for our offertory hymn, number 588.
I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have called you, and you are mine. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have called you, and you are mine. And his peace. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have called you, and you are mine. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have called you, and you are mine. I have called you, and you are mine. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have called you, and you are mine. Seek the face of the Lord and long for him. He will bring care and his love. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have called you, and you are mine. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have called you, and you are mine.
Pray, sisters and brothers, my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise of the Lord and his name, for our good and good of all his church.
May our prayers rise up to you, O Lord, together with the sacrificial offerings, so that purified by your goodness, we would be conformed to the mysteries of your mighty love, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty, our salvation, all times to acclaim you, this time above all to praise you more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalt in praise, we join the heavenly powers with the angelic host, singing together the unending hymn of your glory as we acclaim.
Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy to be glorified, O God, for you love the human race. You always walk with us this journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son, present in our midst as we're gathered by his love. And when, as he once did for his disciples and so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, send forth your Holy Spirit, sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The day he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you seated at your right hand. We proclaim the work of your love until he comes again. We offer you the bread of life, the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on this oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us. And by the power of the Spirit of your love, may we be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. Lord, renew your church here in Mary Queen of Peace Parish, our diocese, our country, and our world. Renew it by the light of the gospel. Strengthen the bonds of unity between the faithful and pastors of the people, that together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, that we may stand in a world torn by strife as a people that shine forth as a prophetic sign of unity and concord. Remember all of our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of Christ, and all the dead whose faith you alone know. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection give them fullness of life. Grant also to us, when our pilgrimage is done, that we will come to the eternal dwelling place to live with you forever, in communion with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the apostles, the martyrs, with all your saints. We shall praise and exalt you through Jesus Christ, your Son. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Growing in communion and in the mutual love of God, at the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from all evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," your Easter greeting to your people. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, for you live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Be with you.
Together, let us please stand and let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, increase in us, we pray, the fruits of this Paschal sacrament, and pour into our hearts the strength of this saving food, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I know we have some runners and some walkers out there for the marathon this weekend. Blessings, strength, and health to you. I know this changes our traffic patterns, and I know you probably even noticed that getting here, but there's always a level of runner energy that it brings to the city that I love. So the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the blessings of Almighty God be upon you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in peace, teaching the gospel with your love.
Thanks be to God.
Please join us in singing our recessional hymn, number 614, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore You, number 614.